for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm delighted to be joined today by Russ Winter, a very smart guy I like a lot. We're going to start with a few current stories and then turn to other issues that may be on Russ's mind. We have the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, warning Judgment Day will come very fast and hard if the West does not accept Moscow's control of Crimea. This is very, very serious. The refusal of Ukraine and Western powers to recognize Moscow's ownership of the peninsula poses a systemic threat for Russia, the former president said yesterday, before declaring the Kremlin would hit back with maximum force if the territory were attacked. Judgment Day will come very fast and hard. It'll be very difficult to hide. Now, the Russians, Putin has made it very clear that Russia would only use nuclear weapons if, number one, they were attacked with nukes, or number two, Russia's national security were threatened. They are telling us here Russia's national security would be threatened if the West seeks to retake Crimea. This is actually longtime part of Russia, just as Ukraine. All of Ukraine is historically a part of Russia. Most Americans have no idea. The Ukrainians are now using these American-made HIMARS missiles. They're very effective. They're attacking Russian ammo dumps, warehouses, vehicles, and key positions. Earlier on Sunday, Interfax quoted Medvedev, who now serves as deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, as telling World War II vets, if any other state, be it Ukraine or NATO country, believes Crimea is not Russian, then this is a systemic threat for us. This is a direct and explicit threat, especially given what has happened to Crimea. Crimea returned to Russia. He didn't elaborate, but they've earlier observed the tried and true. Here it suggested nuclear saber-rattling tactic, but I'm telling you, this is not a tactic. This is serious. Zelensky, of course, wants to minimize, claiming this is verbal intimidation and that Russia would eventually face a judgment day. But I'm telling you, Medvedev is without any doubt speaking for Vladimir Putin, and this assertion that Crimea is vital to the national security of Russia has to be taken seriously. Russ, your thoughts?
Technocracy doesn't know what the issues are, and so they just rattle off a bunch of nonsense, and now Russia's setting the table for their expectations. And so I suppose the possibility of some kind of a tactical nuclear strike exists, and that would sure change the equation around the world, wouldn't it?
If Russia has to defend itself with nukes, Russ, I'm sure they're going to go all out. They've already observed that the very first target would not be Warsaw, it wouldn't be Berlin, it would be London. And the city of London, in a way echoing what Muammar Gaddafi observed, if you want to end terrorism worldwide, just lob a cruise missile into the city of London. Your thoughts?
Yeah, right. Yeah, these guys hope to escape their own judgment by making their underlings take the hits. So Russia's being very clever with that. go to the head of the snake.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's very telling and very appropriate, and I'm glad they are making those observations. Here's another story, in its own way, equally stunning. U.S. PBS, Public Broadcasting, promotes an American diet of insects to support the Biden administration's climate change initiative. This is just disgusting beyond belief. The goal of gaining public acceptance for eating insects instead of meat is now part of the PBS effort. A larger climate change objective is to transition the food supply away from cow, pig, and chicken toward a more sustainable lifestyle of eating insects and bugs. Farmers in North America and Europe are facing massive regulatory change as part of the Build Back Better or Green New Deal initiatives. Biden has pledged his entire admin to reduce carbon emission and protecting the planet, or so they think. Part includes the need to change the diet away from traditional farm protein toward what they're calling sustainable alternatives, like bugs or insects, like cockroaches, chickens, or grasshoppers. Think about it. How would you like to have cockroaches for dinner? A comprehensive marketing, branding, and image campaign is underway to change public perception toward acceptance of sustainable algae and bugs as food sources, where PBS is a part of it. Here's a tweet. Join Nova PBS as they take a tasty look at insect foods that could benefit our health and our warming planet. Edible insects premieres tonight. Several U.S. food manufacturers include insects and bugs as part of their ingredient list. You better check the label on your latest snack food to see how much bugs and worms may be in your favorite salted snack. And a significant investment is also taking place in Canada, where they're generating 90,000 metric tons of crickets to replace traditional protein sources. A public-private partnership in London, Ontario, is now shipping crickets for North American food manufacturers. There's been minimal public pushback, and this appears to be fast-tracking insects as a food alternative for global shortages of grain and meats, which are manufactured. But this, Russ, is because the public doesn't know about it. This is idiotic. Here you have the Food Standards Agency. Today, we have launched a consultation on plans to bring clarity to the law on selling insects for human consumption. We'd like to hear from anyone with an interest in edible insects, particularly trade organization and food businesses. As farmlands across England, Europe, North America come under enhanced climate change regulation, we can expect the speed of food supply transitioning to increase exponentially, doubling every day, for example. They're going to do more and more and more. There are a lot of government resources dedicated to changing public perception. A Western government alliance wants people to start eating bugs, and more importantly, want people comfortable doing so as energy and climate restrictions increasingly limit food options. With PBS now joining the chorus of insect food promotion, with the increasingly discussed global food shortage now looming, it would appear Western leaders are following the advice of the World Economic Forum and preparing citizens in Europe and North America to accept insects as food. I'm not sure how everyone feels about the new effort, but everything about it seems weird. I will not be eating the bugs, worms, slug, cricket, or any other creepy quad critter, regardless of protein transfer efficiency. Nope, not happening. Think about it. Your future is at stake. Russ?
Yes, it's satanic stuff, and just because it's satanic, it doesn't stop them from trying it. And didn't stop it from being unpopular. So they don't really care that it brings down certain leaders, like Biden, for instance. So Biden hits his wagon to this nonsense, you know, he's finished. Or his successor, I call her Kamala Harris, hitches her wagon to this, she's finished. Anybody that hitches their wagon to this nonsense is going to have a tough hole politically, but that doesn't stop them from trying. That's what's sad about all this.
Even from an evolutionary point of view, this is completely absurd. Humans are carnivores. We've evolved as meat eaters. I think it's actually biologically impossible to make this transition. I mean, it can be promoted and induced, but I cannot see any possibility that the human species could be convinced to eat worms, bugs, crickets, beetles. I mean, how revolting is that, Russ? Really, truly disgusting.
I mean, I kind of wonder what it tastes like. You know, I know some of the celebs, forget which one, Brad Pitt's pathetic wife, what's her name? She ate some on screen and claimed to like it. So that's part of the ramping up of the PSYOP to get people to try it and see if they like it.
Are you talking about Angelina Jolie? I think they're now divorced, but is that who you meant, Angelina?
Yes, she ate a dish of, actually didn't eat the whole dish. She just nibbled at it, so I kind of question whether she did enjoy it.
She's scrawny. She looks anorexic. Her arms and legs are so thin. I mean, she looks positively unhealthy. Yeah. I mean, I used to like her, you know, and in that Laura Croft, you know, those movies, they were rather sensational. She's done other good stuff. I love Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That's an all-time favorite movie of mine.
Well, she's the kind of person that would just remove her breast because she found out that she's genetically susceptible to breast cancer.
That is really ludicrous. I agree. That is really ludicrous.
So, I mean, that's just being satanic. If people jump on board this stuff, it's just beyond imagining.
Russ,
the messengers are just sickos.
Russ, here's another story, also appalling. We know about taking the vax. If you think the vax is actually safe and effective, you may be inclined to take it, because then even if you suspect that the pandemic might be fake, you're either going to save yourself if it's real or have suffered a minor inconvenience if it's not. On the other hand, if you understand that the vax is in fact very bad, that it's neither safe nor effective, then whether the pandemic is real or fake, you're going to bring about harm or death to yourself. And the evidence is becoming overwhelming. Look at this. COVID-19 death by vaccination status in England from just April 1st to the 31st of May of this year. This is relatively current data. While you were distracted by Boris resigning, the UK government quietly published a report confirming the vaccinated account for 94% of all COVID-19 deaths since April, 90% of which were in the triple or quadruple jab group. This is just stunning stuff. In other words, the more you get jabbed, the worse off you are. With the most recent figures showing the vax accounted for that shocking 94% and 90% of deaths in the triple quadruple, they're going to stop recording. They're going to stop reporting, Russ. How many? When Boris resigned, the mainstream distracted the attention with all this discussion about who is going to replace him. It's in times like these you should watch what bad news is being quiet published in the background, because it was then the government published new data proving things have been terrible for the vaxxed in England over the past several months. Back in March of 2022, the UK Health Security Agency announced that from April 1st of 2022, which happens to be April Fool's Day, they will no longer publish the vax status of COVID-19 cases, hospitalization, and death. They claimed it's because the government had ended free testing and therefore it affected their ability to monitor, but that was just complete and total bullshit. In fact, they have been looking for an excuse to stop publishing the data because it shows so clearly the vax population are suffering immense immune system damage, with case hospitalization and death rates per 100,000 highest among the fully vax population. Absolutely stunning. Meanwhile, it's getting so bad, you have to ask yourself, we were told there was a 95% efficacy for the Pfizer. Well, if you interpret that as meaning 95% effect. They've been bringing about serious damage or death, and I think they got it right. But the idea that 95% was going to help you be safe and effective, obviously that's completely wrong. Here are some figures from the Office of National Statistics of the United Kingdom for the month of April. Unvaccinated deaths, 206. First dose death, 1. First dose at least 21 days ago, 45. Second dose between 21 and 6 months ago, 13. Second dose at least 6 months ago, 246. Third dose or booster less than 21 days ago, 3. Third dose or booster at least 21 days ago, 3,057. So for deaths among the vax, we had 3,365. Stunning stop. So here's a chart that shows the dip. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Russ.
I don't think they've even touched on this sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, that can't be part of this because those numbers are vast.
Yeah,
they're just making stuff up on those, trying to blame it on, I don't know, everything under the sun, the real cause. So even that data, as damning as it is, doesn't really tell the true extent of it. Now, I would also add on the efficacy of these vaccines. I'm in Maryland with my son and daughter-in-law now, and my daughter-in-law had her original Pfizer shots and a booster, and yesterday was tested for positive for this new BAR5. She's sick. She's kind of coughing. She's downstairs. We got her separated in the other part of the house. Now, I had the Omicron Botswana variant back in January in Prague. And I think that the BA5 and the Omicron is kind of from the same strain. But now they're kind of saying that there aren't really any immunities to this BA5. So I might get hit. I might get hit a second time with the coronavirus myself.
Well, I've been through it. I had 2 weeks of something that was very tough on me. I was so weak I couldn't even get out of bed. I've taken ivermectin and HCQ, and I even had that antibody treatment, which are all good for you. But in the hospitals, are routinely given remensivir, which is actually a deadly concoction. The evidence is so overwhelming. Look at this, broken down by one dose, two dose, three dose of Russ. Here are the COVID deaths between 28 Feb and 27 March of this year. Unvaxxed, 321. Vaxxed, 3,736. Among those, one dose, 89. Two dose, 593. Three doses, 3,054. That means that we're 33 fewer deaths among the unvaccinated over 2 months than there were in the whole month of March. Unfortunately, the opposite is true for the vaxxed, especially the triple vaxxed. There were 911 more deaths among the vaxxed over 2 months and 1,161 more deaths among the triple vaxxed, meaning deaths have fallen drastically among the unvaxxed, but increased significantly among the vaxxed. Here you see another showing a percentage of the unvaxxed versus the vaxxed, single or even double versus triple. If you want to be in real trouble, get triple. Similar data we find in Canada. Now, this is all profoundly disturbing, and it means we should not be taking the vax. It should not be being promoted. They're giving us every kind of explanation under the sun, grasping after straws. From beans to green fingers to climate change, everything under the sun is supposed to be responsible. But we were warned in the past. Just listen to these prophetic observations from 2 years ago, all coming true.
We're living in a very dark age, and people need to know the truth. So I'm going to tell you in English here what is really going on. It's called the Masonic takeover of the world. Everything deep, dark, evil, twisted, perverse, sadistic, masochistic, evil, and satanic that has been lurking in the lodge, the Masonic lodge, and in the hearts of the people who run it, is now coming forth into the open day. They founded their lodges in 1717. They spread around the world. They infiltrated institutions. They overthrew governments. Especially, they hate Catholic monarchies. They've infiltrated the church, church institutions, Knights of Columbus. They founded their own banks in New York City, Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers Harriman, Citibank. They took control of the Republican and Democratic parties. They started the First World War and the Second World War, and they controlled all the sides of them. They destroyed Austria because the emperor dared to veto the election of Rampolla Tindaro, their Masonic candidate for the papacy, in 1904. And so the cardinals chose Pius X, and for that crime, the Masons destroyed Austria, the only nation that ceased to exist after the First World War. But now that's their ultimate scandemic. The Bilderbergers, that's the Rockefellers. This is total world control. They want control of everyone. They want to enslave us. They just don't want to own us. They want us to be evil like them. They want to take us to hell like them. They want us to love evil like them. They are pedophiles in the worst sense. They want everyone to be a pervert. They want everyone to be involved in evil. They want everyone involved in killing themselves. That's why they want you to suffocate yourself to death, wearing a diaper on your face. That's why they want you to willingly stick out your arm and take chemicals injected in you that will destroy you, change what you are, make you a GMO creature. And that's why they're racing to install all manners of high-tech equipment so that far beyond what is necessary for cell phone communications, I can't even say the name, this channel would be blocked. But they want to control because they want to be able to, through their computers, their few families, their few hundred people around the world, they want to be able to control all the automobiles and all the machinery and all the jobs and eventually everyone's own mind. They built the internet. The internet is one of their tools of control because they know that the more we spend time talking to each other through this method, like I'm doing now, the more we get programmed by it and controlled, because this is not real. Real is who would be next to me, okay? I have been doing the nightly prayers in front of the Basilica for nearly 10 months and transmitting all along. And the reason why no one comes is because I transmit. Why no one comes. And people don't realize that. You think that this is real, and so you stay home. You think that what you do on the internet is real, and so you don't do anything. It's the ultimate satanic deception. And so that's why I'm doing a totally politically incorrect broadcast right now, because I hope they cancel my channel. I hope they cancel me. Because this is their method of control. This is not reality. We need to enter into the streets and take down these evil governments controlled by these evil people. Don't take the vaccine. It will kill you. It's not the first one, the second one. But there's a principle more important than whether one vaccine will harm you or not. The principle is you're giving your life into the hands of people who are known mass murderers. The Masonic lodges have engineered the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. These are people that make Adolf Hitler look like an altar boy. I think Adolf Hitler was an altar boy. But these people are extremely evil. Don't trust them with anything. It is a sin to put more trust in wicked people than in honest people. Whoever trusted Jesus Christ away, they people that trust these globalists. So, God is putting for us a life and death. We can believe Jesus Christ and live honestly and naturally and morally upright, or we can become the total perverse puppets of a few hundred families around the world. And so deceived and twisted that we think we're free while we're killing ourselves. And the decision's coming quickly because in January, they plan to vaccinate everyone in Italy, whether they like it or not. And in the United States, the military has announced that it can vaccinate everyone in the country in 24 hours. And they were told to prepare to do that by Donald Trump, not by Joe Biden. But both of them will command it when they get in power, unless one of them is convert. I think only one probably could convert, Donald Trump. The other one, I think, lost his soul long ago, if he still has one. So this is what the world is facing right now. It's not a small thing. We are in a very apocalyptic scenario. It might be the final apocalypse that John spoke of. It's so like it. Don't take the vaccine. You can use force to prevent yourself from being vaccinated. You can use lethal force that's perfectly legitimate because the right of self-defense, if someone's trying to kill you, you can, if the only way you can prevent that is killing them, that's perfectly legitimate. That's Catholic teaching. It's always been the teaching of the church. Don't accept the big Masonic lie that we Christians can never use violence or that violence is always evil. Why can they kill hundreds of millions of people, but we can't defend ourselves? Come on now. Christians have always held the principle that you need to get rid of the rot before the rot spreads. If you ran into an individual like one of these Freemasons in the Middle Ages, these people would be hung and quartered before sunset in their village because everyone would recognize that these people are absolutely evil witches. You don't have anything to do with them, and you don't tolerate them, and you certainly don't give them a chance. You certainly don't give them a chance to spread their evil lies. Okay, it's one thing to speak your mind. It's another thing to use free speech to plan and plot the murder of hundreds of millions of people. Billions, now they're planning to kill billions. We, the people, have to stop them. We cannot endure this. We cannot tolerate it. And we can't be peaceful about it. Yes, we must pray God because we won't have this victory without him. But we must fight. Okay? And there are a lot more than us than them. There's nearly a billion of us, and there's only 2,000 of them. So there's no.
We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, I'm here today with Russ Winter as my guest. Well, I received a message from a listener who said that once he heard Russ say he'd had COVID, he shut it off because he knows there is no COVID. Well, I've had something and it was diagnosed as COVID too. So you're being a bit precious about language. We know the pandemic is fake. We know there's been no increase in deaths in any age category from the alleged pandemic, but the vax is real and deadly. So I encourage you, get back on. And that's what I wrote in the email, since if he's still turned off, he obviously won't hear me. But I'm saying, let's not be overly precise. This is about, getting the truth out there, and often when we're wading through the thicket of bullshit, propaganda, and abuse of language, it's not easy to do and always be exactly as precise as one or another might prefer. Russ, you had a story about what we were...
When I was afflicted with this fairy godmother, is that what you thinks it was? Like a fairy godmother flew through the window in January in the cold wind and afflicted me and made me sick for 9 days. And then I went and got tested, and it specifically referred to a strain of this Botulinum variant. Yeah, they're putting stuff out there. I'm not saying it's not induced. I'm not saying they're not putting it in the air. I'm not saying they're not bringing out new variants. That's the real story. But to just sit there and say, "Oh, it's nothing," sorry, sir.
Well, I was not.
I'm getting tired of these people. They kind of pursue me once in a while. They're know-it-alls or smart-asses. and I don't have that much patience for them.
Russ, I was flat on my back for like 10 days. I was so weak I couldn't even get out of bed for the only time in my life. I was transferred to a local hospital by an ambulance. I mean, it's crazy. And they did their test, and they called it COVID. And, well, you know, I believe the pandemic is completely fake. I mean, there was something I had there that was real, and I have no doubt what you underwent was real. So the audience has to be a little more open-minded about what the hell's going on here, because there are real issues out here about health. And even though we agree on the big picture, there are aspects of this that need to be sorted out. You said you had a.
They're bringing this stuff out of a lab. That's my theory. I'll stand on that. It just has that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree. And Fauci was deeply involved. Once you heard that it was HIV as an element of the vax, it was clear to me Fauci had played a major role. It's like with regard to 9/11. They put a guy in charge of the 9/11 commission by the name of Philip Zelikow. Well, Philip Zelikow, who's now a professor of history at the University of Virginia, where I taught twice in the past, had as his area of expertise the creation and maintenance of public myths, MYTHS. He was in charge of the 9/11 Commission. He's my nominee for the guy who wrote the script for 9/11. Who better than to put the guy who wrote the script in charge of the 9/11 Commission? Who better than to put in charge of the COVID protocols than the guy who participated in designing whatever it is they're hitting us with, Russ? I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. This Fauci, whom I call Tony the Rat, is going to go down as the greatest mass murderer in all of history. He's going to be responsible for hundreds of millions, even potentially billions of deaths. This single bastard, complete rat, disgusting excrescence on the face of Earth, who's been promoting all this total bullshit and harming ourselves, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow citizens of the United States, and indeed individual worldwide. Russ, I have nothing but contempt for Tony the Rat.
Okay, so the story I've got is this is kind of maybe a micro example of a pretty impressive rant by that priest. But I flew in back in the United States. I haven't been here for a while. I came back in 2018 for my father's funeral for 3 or 4 days. And hadn't really been in the United States since 2013. Then I came back to visit my son. And I flew in on Thursday night, 8-hour transatlantic flight. Came into Dulles, got off the plane, went into the passport control, and was met with the most incredible sight I've ever recall. There were 3,000 or 4,000 people there, something like that. I mean, a huge number of people, because they're on the right or foreigners, maybe 40%. And then there's this huge queues of 60% American citizens. And they have five agents there at the kiosks to process all these people. And then about 15 minutes through the processing, one of the agents smiles, waves at everybody, and walks off, says, "My shift's over," leaving four agents. And, you know, I had knee surgery 2 years ago for a ruptured tendon in my knee. And so I'm pretty hobbled. You know, I'm not that, you know, my cartilage has been kind of worn down. I have cartilage issues. And that really re-injured my knee, just standing there in a line for 2.5 hours. To get up and see the, I was using the term satanic, just like this blessed priest. That's the word I was using out loud. I was looking at the people in the crowd, and people were upset, no question about that, but they just bit their lips. It's like they're afraid to complain or say, you know, complain loudly. You could hear people murmuring with each other, like, "Oh, somebody listening?" That type of thing. So I thought the crowd was fairly passive under circumstances. Probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people missed their connecting flights and got stranded there in the airport overnight because it was kind of late. I came in about 8 o'clock, and it's about 11:10:30 before I got through there. And I was talking to this girl who was getting connected to Nashville, and I got her on the Flight Aware to check her flight, and they had taken off, so she was stranded. And there were older people in there. You know, older people can't handle that. This is just, it's an elderly abuse. It's abuse of the population in general. It's just nasty behavior. Then when I finally got up to the kiosk, the officer looked at me and said, "How's it going, Mr. Winter?" And I said, "Well, it would be better if I hadn't stood in line for the last 2.5 hours and re-injured my knee." He says, "Yeah, it's just bad, isn't it? It's just bad," kind of in a snarky way. And the guy, it just looked evil and satanic. They're just bringing these people in wherever they can to conform to this new underworld order we're living in. And I think that was a prime example. It's kind of how I process things, unfortunately.
Well, I like the free statement, and we didn't quite complete it. So let me go ahead and play the rest.
Survive if we stand up for what we are. Alas, though, billions of people are so stupid they're going to let themselves be murdered in the next few years by these maniacs. And we can try to talk sense into some of them, but some of them don't want sense. They're completely blinded. We have to steel our souls against what is about to happen, because so many people we love are going to take their vaccine and destroy themselves. And then they'll wonder why it happened when we told them and warned them. So we need to keep warning people as much as possible now, but things are going to happen really rapidly now, because these governments aren't changing. They're not getting better. They're getting worse. They're getting more evil. They're getting more asphyxiated with this thing, because these people have lost all light. They love darkness, and we have to be the children of light. And
they love darkness, and they're working in passport control too.
Yeah.
Meaning we have to work for the liberty of people, but that doesn't mean we can't fight. Okay. And this is something we have to recognize is our duty, our mission in this hour. And the more I say the truth, the darker they turn this video, if you notice. And so now it's getting really dark, and I'll salute you. Stay free, stay close to Christ, say your prayers, but be prudent now. Things are going to get bad. And don't pretend that nothing's happening, okay? Prepare yourself.
And I think he's got it exactly right. Things have gotten very bad, but they're going to get a lot worse, Ross, I have no doubt. I mean, if you got the UK Health Society not keeping any more statistics, that's because they know it's going to, just rise astronomically, and everybody's going to be appalled. And here you have the government promoting the vax. As we well know from the past, if you had a handful of deaths from a medical procedure or vaccine, it would have been pulled off the shelf immediately in a major investigation. But here you have hundreds of thousands of deaths. Here you have millions of adverse effects, and they're just going full steam ahead. There could not be a more telling sign that this is completely corrupt, that these agencies have been bought and sold and turned into, as it were, Luciferian instruments, as you are suggesting, and as a priest so astutely observed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, even in passport control, it's very widespread. And they got this B5 variant going out of the bag now. That's picking up. So in the middle of summer, really, they're going to get another round of these variants going?
Well, what they got to do, Russ, I think this is the primary. If we don't have a war with Russia, and we can see it's on the horizon, they're going to want to introduce a new, pandemic, so they can have a new lockdown, so they can go to mail-in ballots, because they've mastered the way of stealing elections using mail-in ballots. So I think this is the plan. Biden himself already let slip, there's going to be a second pandemic, as though he somehow had powers of prognostication. I mean, it's absurd when you got a completely incompetent president, a guy who's cognitively impaired, who can't even utter coherent sentences, who acts lost. He shakes hands with the air. He has to ask, "What am I doing here? Where am I going? What should I do next?" I mean, this is calamitous, Russ, and the Democrats brought this to us deliberately.
I mean, why did the guy go to Saudi Arabia? To just demonstrate how weak the United States is? That's all that demonstrated.
Oh, it was ridiculous. This is the guy on his...
Unless he had something worked out ahead of time before he went and they reneged on him, why would he even go over there and then humiliate himself if it wasn't deliberate? So I just read ulterior motives into everything these guys do.
Well, and remember, he canceled the XL pipeline his first day in office and revoked permits to drill on federal lands, where one of Trump's foremost achievements was making us energy independent for the first time in, I don't know, I can't recall, in my lifetime. So, you know, and this moving to green energy and eating bugs, who the hell wants that horse shit? I mean, it's unbelievable, Russ, what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, I mean, if we got a time, maybe we could do it now or later. I'd like to cover the Sri Lanka.
I want you to. Yeah, yeah. Would you like to share screen?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I sent you the article. Yeah, I sent you the article. I can't share the screen. You got it? I sent you the article.
Oh, did you? On
Skype.
On Skype?
Yeah, I kind of sent a whole list of Twitters I kind of wanted to go through. And
Russ, it's my mistake. I can work on it over the break, but do you want to just go through them verbally? Or do you need...
Yeah,
that's
okay. So the story of Sri Lanka, I call the collapse of Sri Lanka an abject lesson, kakistocracy. And so they stormed the presidential palace in Colombo a week or two ago. And leaders born of wealth and privilege abandoned their posts, fled the country, and resigned amidst the nation's economic collapse. So, and there's footage of this enormous crowd just going into the presidential palace. They've been under control of this dynastic sub-zero kakistocracy that's engaged in a series of policy decisions and ruling heirs that are straight out of the Davos playbook. You know, it seems like a dead ringer Biden posse, actually. So one of the first things they did, first of all, they engaged in the application of modern monetary theory, aka money printing, as a response to the scandemic. So you got your standard stimulus spending, your deficit spending, your printing of money, they stuck in some big tax cuts for their wealthy buddies, which gutted the country's fiscal stability and generated hyperinflation. At the same time, they initially resisted measures related to COVID, but ultimately succumbed to intense pressure to institute the standard damaging restrictions. The environmentalist maggots rammed through a green agenda Trojan horse, and the country went all in on green. Now, initially, they set it up as a 10-year plan to kind of transition to organic farming carefully and as carefully as possible. But then the new leader just basically proclaimed that, no, we're going to ban the use of fertilizers in Sri Lanka, and the crop collapsed. So then now you have a big need for a country that normally produces enough of its own food to have to import food products, and that just basically wiped the country out and created the conditions for its collapse. Sounds familiar?
All too. But, you know, I like what the Sri Lankan people is rising up. I don't know if Americans still have it in them. I'm worried that we've been so dumbed down. We've been so neutralized. The fluoride in the water is a neurotoxin. You know, I bet it's been responsible for reducing the average IQ in Americans by at least 5 points. And all that propaganda, suppression, and who knows what they're putting in the food, Russ. I think Americans are the most docile, passive, well-informed, totally ignorant population in the world. I it's really sad, but I think that's where we're at.
That's kind of what I saw on Thursday night. I thought people would be a little more angry, but they just kind of accepted this treatment. You know, it's kind of like, go put your complaint in the suggestion box. We're just going to make you stand in this queue for 2.5 hours and make you endure whatever medical problems you have, whatever missed plane you're dealing with. I mean, just, you know, what a great way to just make life miserable for a whole lot of people. Well, then the guy had the audacity. He said, welcome home, Mr. Winter.
Welcome home. Well, that can be just out of habit, Russ, you know, not reflecting anything special about the circumstances, but that's just something he says as a matter of routine. Go for your other stories. I'm glad. At some point, we'll open the lock.
That's pretty much it on that. So now we've got a big foreign debt problem with Sri Lanka. They've borrowed a lot in U.S. dollars. The U.S. dollars had a big rally. They have to pay the money back to this inflated currency. They borrowed a lot of money from the Chinese to build these corrupt white elephant projects. And the Chinese just kind of privatized it and foreclosed on them. Chinese collateralized loan, they had a port that constituted about 10% of Sri Lanka's debt. The Chinese renovated the presidential palace. So everybody gets in on the act. There's the Chinese getting in on the act. The West, the IMF did a lot of debt trap vulture capitalism loans. I have a list in the article of the 15 more developing and emerging countries facing similar fates to Sri Lanka. El Salvador, which placed a big bet on the cyber currency scam, lost heavily there. Ghana, Tunisia, Pakistan, Egypt, Kenya, Argentina, Ukraine, of course, Iran, Brazil, Namibia, and so on, a bunch of African countries. They got to blow up Africa, and that way you can get another wave of migration into Europe or wherever. And about the same time that Europe is also collapsing.
Yes. Yes. Give us more, and especially your big picture, Russ, how you see what's going on here.
Well, they've lit the fuse. This is what the Sri Lanka kind of proves. And they've done it through the kakistocracy of getting these rulers in there that I think deliberately poison these countries and poison these institutions. So it's the same game plan with the insects. And, you know, you just declare all of a sudden, oh, we're going to eat insects. Well, what that does is it impacts your cattle industry. You know, it doesn't have some government support. And you remove the props to growing meat and cattle and start burning down the food processing plants, which seems to be happening left and right. There was sabotage. And then you force this stuff through. The next thing you know, you've got serious food issues, just like in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is really a prime example of how this works. That country should be self-sufficient in food. It's got, you know, decent enough soil, volcanic soil. They shouldn't be having this kind of difficulty.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. But it's fascinating.
It messed up their tea growing industry. They export a lot of tea, and the making them not restricting the use of fertilizer really hurt their tea crop. And now they're in dire straits. You can't just maybe make a magic wand and have it go away. They think that just because they run a scene of the people taking hold of the presidential palace that something's going to change. I don't think so. Who replaces these scoundrels? That's always the question you got to ask on this stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's about all I have. Now, also, in the sky, you'll see a series of Twitter's images. And it's the safety condition in the United States. You see those tweets?
Let me see, Russ, if I can get there.
Let's go through some of those. Let's just show people what's going on in the real world. There's nothing like a good reality test.
I worry about, you know, losing the my connection to the studio. What are you, Russ? It's easy to screen share, and then you can show us. Let me make you the host. I think that would be a good way to go here.
Okay, I'll try to do it.
There you go.
Oftentimes I come up with these things that I want to show.
Sure. And I'm all for it.
So in your, I'm going to a series of things I've just been kind of spotting. First of all, let's take a look at, can you get this image?
Well, you got to do your screen share from your end, Russ. That's what you got to do it. You got to open it up. I think you got to open what you want to show and then do the screen share. And you got to, you know, put your cursor on the item you want to show and then do the share, and it should show up.
It doesn't look like I'm even on Zoom. How am I even communicating to you?
Well, I can see and hear you fine.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to just report what the tweets are showing? Because
okay,
screen share.
Okay, I got it. Screen share. All right. You seem to have some of the stuff up there. Okay, here's one screen share. How does that work?
Yeah, there it is, right? We're looking at the alleged Highland Park shooter, which is,
folks, we're doing a Zoom call right now. So you see James Fetzer, you see Russ Winter, and what real people look like in a real Zoom call. This is this kid that did the Highland Park shooting showing up before the court in a court appearance on Zoom. Does that look like Zoom to you?
Well, it doesn't even look like a real person, but, you know, it maybe it does look highly artificial. What are you thinking, Russ? Hey, we gotta hit a break, Russ. Back with Russ Winter, and we'll be taking your calls sometime in the next segment. Stand by, we'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Jim's still taking his long break, and this is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I'm the producer, Mitch, just covering in. Hi, Russ. How you doing over there? He's sitting there on I don't know if he can hear me, but
yeah. Hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I hear you. I hear you. We're just kind of waiting on Jim to come back from the break, and well, you know, us old guys, sometimes, you know, it takes us a little longer. I know I'm like that anymore. I care, but I don't give a hoot. I can't say that F word, but I care very much, but I just can't let it destroy me. So I just take my time anymore, in all honesty. Oh, gosh. And some of the stuff that we've seen. That news and some, what was that come out today? I was looking at a thing about the, Steve Bannon trial, you know, and I'm laughing because people expect to find a fair jury for a conservative in the District of Criminals. You know, there's no such thing. You got 90% hardcore socialists voting Democrat. You can't get a fair trial in D.C. It doesn't matter who you are. Well, hey, there are friends back.
Hey, Mitchell. Good, good, good. I've got just such a terrific producer, Russ. Anytime I'm delayed or distracted, he's there. I see you've got another one, a tweet up here. What do we got? Tell us about it.
Okay, you see the one with the little kid?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the beginning. I'll take it back to the beginning. I'll turn on the sound and just take a look at this little scene.
You're going to have to do something to share the sound. I can't hear the sound. Maybe you can tell us about it.
No, you got to hear it. No, it's darn.
Start the hate and violence of the young. So you got a little black kid kind of.
Well, he's calling this officer. He's hitting the officer. He's calling bitch.
Really? And he's what? About looks like he's about 4 years old, maybe.
Yeah, and just, you know, total hate. Using, or call it Oreo. One of the kids in the background calls the officer Oreo Cookie. You can see the officer on the right's black. You're just dealing with these kids. It's too bad you can't see this. I don't know what the story is with this technology. Why you can't share a screen and hear the sound. You can't hear it?
No, I can't hear it. Maybe if you look at there's a two buttons on the lower left. Maybe if you look at this for the sound to share the audio and all that, maybe you have to do that at your end. I mean, I've done it at mine. You see down at the bottom left.
Share.
Maybe Mitchell can offer Mitchell.
No, I'm not sure, Jim. Your screen is shared, and his is, and he should be coming through the Zoom call. But I believe you played that clip with the little boys cussing the police officers, Jim.
Maybe Russ played it. You know, it was playing
several shows within the last few shows.
No, I have
you had that clip.
No, I have not played.
Okay,
this clip. No.
I'll find it for us.
Okay. Okay. Well, what Russ is telling us, he got this little kid who's bought into all the CRT. I mean, he seems to be a representative, right?
You got the sound, right?
No, Mitchell's getting it. I don't have it. No, I can't hear it. I had another listener, though, write in to complain that he felt we weren't being sufficiently precise enough about using the word COVID. And I was explaining to him, I've been reporting on this pandemic as a fraud since March of 2020, virtually every single day. I must have done 600 shows on COVID exposing it as a fraud. So I'm a little taken aback that I'm going to be faulted if I say this is what they're calling it, because it's what they're calling it. But the fact is, I agree it's a fraud. The whole damn thing is a fraud. So what can I say?
It depends on how you define fraud. Depends on what your definition of fraud is.
Are you asking me to define fraud?
It depends on how you define fraud.
Yeah. When we talk about
fraud, it's a fairly broad term.
It's like, yeah, talk about Buffalo or Uvalde or Highland Park and you say, refer to it as a shooting. What's being called a shooting? It's a fake shooting. It's a stage shooting. Yes, yes, yes. But forgive me if I don't say stage shooting every single time. You and I spend all our time exposing these frauds, Russ, and I find it a little much to be being called out for what.
Yeah, I think some of these people you have on here are pretty stupid. Sorry.
Well,
I get them too. I'm tired of them.
Well, these are good people. These are good people. They're just getting a little carried away. Have you got another one, Russ? I get what we got here, unless Mitchell pulled it up. I mean, we're good.
Okay. Others aren't going to matter as much on the sound, so let's go through those.
Sure. I see you got seven. I think you just close it at the top, maybe, and get back to the others.
Yes. Stop share. Okay. Nope. There.
You're welcome to just describe them, Russ, if you want.
It's imagery. It's very powerful imagery going on here. This the people really need to see. All right. Okay, now I got Twitter doing age-restricted adult content. Okay, we're dead on this idea. Let's go ahead and
move on. The censorship is just incredible. I mean, it's just absolutely unreal, Russ. Absolutely unreal.
We got the delicate flower issue where we can't have delicate. You know, these kids are out there creating mayhem in our country, assaulting people, beating them within an inch of their life, and you can't even put a warning up that they're out there. But what I have collected is about 10 clips of black perpetrators murdering and beating people within an inch of their life, assaulting them.
And the cops aren't doing anything about it?
Well, you know, they're trying to catch them. You know, I think that actually the media now is starting to run a little bit more with these stories because some of these tweets were captured from the news media themselves. And, you know, they're getting them on camera. Oftentimes these perpetrators will film the acts themselves. But the really violent, nasty offenses, primarily against whites, also black. There's one 72-year-old elderly black man in Philadelphia that's shown. They beat him to death with a traffic cone, and he died. So it's pretty much open season on weak targets.
I'll say one thing. I'm seeing more stories about the defensive use of guns. Like we had in this mall, this guy with an AR-15 was shot dead with a kid with a 22. And I'm seeing other stories like that. This is one of the most underreported aspect of the gun control agenda, the defensive use of guns, because Americans use guns to defend themselves millions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives every single year. Claire McCaskill went on MSNBC the other day and said we lose 70,000 lives a year to gun violence, not sorting out the gangs who are shooting one another. Most of that is handguns, and it's gangs in Chicago, New York, L.A., wherever, not throwing out the suicide, the police and their performance, they're doing civilians in self-defense. But that 70,000 pales compared to the defensive use of guns by American citizens. So, I mean, these Democrats, these gun control zealots just have their head where the sun doesn't shine. It's embarrassing, Russ. They either know nothing or they're just malicious liars. And, of course, I mean, I think it's probably half and half.
Yeah, I think that the plague going on that I'm showing are these thugs, juvenile thugs. And they can't really prosecute them as adults. So they tend to get away with this stuff or put on probation. Meanwhile, they'll tax somebody that'll be hospitalized and probably have permanent life-type injuries. And it's really serious stuff. You know, there's that one guy that used to report on this a lot, what's his name? Died recently. Used to report on, don't make the black kids cry or mad.
I'm not sure who we mean.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I couldn't run this. The problem is, folks, I'm kind of a one man shop. I don't have a million dollar production.
Russ, it's fine. You're doing great. It's not a problem here.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
We try, but I just don't know if things are going to work, and you can.
Well, that's the way it goes with live radio. Listen, why don't we open the phone lines? Maybe somebody wants to call and, you know, talk about the proper use of language discussing false flags in a pandemic. And, you know, the number of 540-352-44.
I think the proper term of language is whatever fictitious word they want to make up to debate you.
540-352-4452. Russ and I will be glad to take your call. Mitchell will field the call. We're opening the lines a little early. Paul would like that, but I think he's already written to tell me he's already signed off. So looks as though We're going to have an open line here, really. Call on in. Anything we've been talking about or not, if you got something else you want to bring up, that's good, too. So 540-352-4452. Russ, I want to get your opinion on what you think that, you know, what are the Democrats going to do? I mean, there's such a box. I've already talked about on more than one occasion that if there's a war with Russia, they can impose martial law and then do all the balloting by mail. That's how they got to do it. It's got to be by mail or they're wiped out and they're just, they have been eviscerated as a political party. And the other is...
That's a good theory. That's a good theory.
And the other is a lockdown in the face of another new pandemic. And I think that they're ginning that up even as we speak.
Yeah, I think that's it. Steal the elections again.
Well, they've got to because they can't they cannot win an honest election.
What happened? Did I piss all the call-ins off?
I'm sorry?
Did I piss the call-in people off? I call in these people.
No. Don't worry. This is a very robust audience. They're going to speak their mind regardless. I mean, you know. So 5-4.
I'm getting worse. I tell you what, I'm getting worse.
You mean your patience. Your patience.
The reaction to this stuff is really intolerable.
Your patience. Your patience. It's frustrating. I got somebody I really esteem, a really smart guy. He's elderly. He believes the moon hoax, you know, the moon landings really took place. I've sent him my video. I've done a lot on the moon landing, and it's so clearly fraudulent from beginning to end. And he's coming back, say he's talked to a couple of physicists, and they say that my data is fake data. When my data is authentic, I mean, it comes right out of NASA's files, NASA's photographed the whole bit. I mean, I just find this very frustrating. I've tried.
I have fairly high tolerance for that type of debate on my site. I am kind of tolerant. But I've gotten tired of what I call critics and criticisms. And they have little tricks that they use that real men can handle criticism. And they'll criticize my use of language that I use, just like they did with you. Why do I use a term like deep six? Why do I use a term like hecostocracy? And my response has just been to get rid of them. I immediately go over, if you're going to enter my site, it's like coming into my living room and just leaving a stool on the floor. I'm going to kick you out of the house. I don't really have a full-blown free speech policy. I try to encourage people to be sycophants. I want sycophants that are going to promote me and my site, not a bunch of cheap shot, stupid criticisms.
Yes.
So I'm just getting a little bit of that off my chest because I banned a series of people lately on the site, and they just don't understand. They think this is all about criticizing me or taking little shots at me. It's not. If you're going to enter Winter Watch and participate as a commentator, you can pretty much debate these issues like what you're just describing. They're not all cut and dry, so you can have honest debates, and that's part of the process. But then to just sort of snipe on the host, and I've seen it happen. I've seen them doing it to you. And the shows that I've come on, early on, they were doing it to you. And especially in the comments, like over there at BitChute.
That's water off a duck's back, Russ. I just take it as coming with the territory, so... You know, we both have a great interest in this Highland Park and all these other fake pros. I just put up a piece about it, a pretty good piece by a guy named Jerry Bernini taking it apart. And I used several images from your blog, and I linked to it, you know, where you had that very nice review about what happened there. Very, very good. So that's right now at jamesfetzer.org. Just put it up, even as we were speaking. What else is on your mind, my friend?
Hey, oh, that's it. That's probably about it. I'm kind of sick right now because of this travel and this.
Do you want to?
I just got this ongoing prostate issue that I have going on where I get infections all the time. I take antibiotics, doesn't seem to lick it. And probably going to have some surgery done when I get back to Prague. I've got a lot of cramping going on. That's kind of why I was a little snappy today, I think.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, you know, listen, I mean, I can, do you want to take a break? I mean, I can handle the rest of the show. If you want to take a break, it's up to you, Jim, my friend.
Jim, we have two callers waiting.
Oh, do we? Who do we have here?
We have Brian, 816 out of Missouri, and then your best friend, Paul, from California.
Okay. Well, let's hear Brian. Let's get Brian on. Mitchell, I didn't have the Zoom open to see you had the callers lined up. I'm glad. Brian, go ahead. Join the conversation with Russ and me.
Well, if Russ is a one-man operation, I just want to compliment him on it because he really helped me back when he had that segment about the egregore with Rabbi Shabbat and Zivi and the Shabbat and Frankis because – you know, I'm the one that does the Kundalini yoga stuff, and there's a technique in that where you can download information above the veil, above the matrix. You've got three chakras above the normal chakras. And in doing that, I got all this information on some Rabbi Shabbat and Zivi, and I thought, who in the hell is this guy? And, you know, they talked about him, the information came down, and, you know, they said that he was basically the Antichrist. Also they had Cestium QV with that and the London fire and some plague. And so when Russ had that thing that he proclaimed himself the Messiah on June 6th of 1666, it just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, that was actually a big event. A lot of people got swept up into that movement. And yet, are they teaching anything about it in any university college history courses?
No, I don't know. Of course not. Well, other thing, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there.
Not a problem. Go ahead. Brian.
Me or Russ? Oh, well, you know, he had a million followers, and what people don't understand with this hive mind egregore thing is, you know, when they had the London fire and this plague and everything, it was showing the followers of this Antichrist that he was really coming, and so you had that in their hive mind. So it's important to understand what they believe. When Jacob Frank said that he was a reincarnation of Rabbi Shabbat and Zivi, because their evil power from all of their rituals is so powerful, well, then you better believe that there's reincarnation. Okay, I know people believe Christ died and that was it. But no, because the egregore makes it where now he's had to reincarnate. Because they showed me his lifetimes after Christ. And, I mean, they showed me what the divine did to counteract this egregore. And, you know, it was really fascinating. I mean, it was a lot more than just the Shabbat and Zivi thing. So that's all I've got.
Well, thanks, Brian. That's good. Good. Russ, any comments?
That's a good, important topic, and I'm glad that somebody read through my material.
Excellent. Well, Brian, thank you for that. We do have Paul standing by very patiently from California. Join the conversation, Paul. You only have a minute or two, and then we'll have to the break.
I apologize if there's any background noise.
It's okay.
I'm on the freeway right now in my car. Is it
that's okay. Yeah, it's fine.
So I thought I heard you mention the fact that I wrote you my email and said I already tuned off. And of course, I was joking, right? I don't know if you saw that work.
No, no, I didn't know. I didn't know you were joking. I'm glad you were joking. Okay, go ahead. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good, Paul.
I said that my trigger word is meanwhile. The minute you say meanwhile, you know, it could be anything. Meanwhile, I just saw a dinosaur outside my house.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
okay.
An asteroid is about to hit the Earth. You know what I mean?
I like it. I like it.
Anyway, what I wanted to contribute, I thought, you know, is this little thing that happened, you know, with the COVID. You said you had COVID. Russ said he had COVID. What it speaks to is the way that these people have hijacked our minds and our language and, you know, our thought processes, the way we communicate with each other. If this word COVID didn't exist, you would have just said, oh, I was sick. Okay, I got really sick. Now, I myself was sick earlier this year in February. It was a similar time that other people I knew were sick. And I just assumed that I was normally sick with some kind of a flu or something that I may have had in the past. I know that there is no such thing as COVID. What's important to always continue to remind people is that they've never isolated any virus. Many people have written to various health departments and labs all over the world asking for isolated or purified sample. They couldn't provide one. Meanwhile, I also believe that there's no evidence for a so-called bioweapon or gain-of-function bioweapon virus because there's no isolation of any virus of any sort. In a similar way, I don't believe there's any mRNA in any of these shots because all these different people all over the world that have examined these various vials for various lots are finding all sorts of toxins. So where's the mRNA? You know, nobody's ever reported on that. I think this mRNA is another myth and a lie to cover up this COVID nonsense virus. I think that all the evidence points to toxicity.
Paul, we'll pick it up with you on the other side of the break. I'm glad you've called in.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth.
Okay, well.
With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Paul, I want to pick it up.
There's Jim. All right. I was just getting ready to hit. We just come back, Jim.
Well, Mitchell, you stay here, too. I'm glad to have you on. Paul, let's pick it up now. Now, Russ, who is not feeling well, he has departed, but I'm right here. Go ahead, Paul. Lay it on.
Okay, thanks. I'm actually almost back to the quote warehouse where I'll be able to park. It's only a few minutes away, but... Yeah, what I wanted to say, I mostly made the point that I think that, you know, we all realize that we're being manipulated all the time. That's all this media does. And, you know, God save us. You know, we just got to get to the point where we get enough people together so that we can just take this all back. Because these people that are in power, that have hijacked the media, that are completely manipulating our minds on a regular basis, they're never going to stop, as you know. They'll go from one thing to another, whether it's a virus or a shooting or nuclear war. They have a constant fear all the time. That's their job 24/7, it seems to me. And it never used to be that way, Jim. I think you remember.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, more. I'm real glad to have you here today.
Well, again, going back to, you know, what I was going to say with the mRNA, I don't claim to be any kind of an expert, but I've looked into it. A lot of people have looked into it, written about it. People made videos on it, and it just doesn't seem to make any sense. Okay, so I believe really that it's a fraud, and like so many other things that we've been discovering over, you know, the decades now, that it's just another lie to, in many ways, not just manipulate us, but you know, steal money, right? Keep us afraid. Give us a false, paradigm of what really the world is, so that they can. So it serves a purpose. In other words, okay, well, you know, there's all these contagions out there, and there's all these diseases and so forth that we need to go ahead and inject you with the newest technology that'll protect you. Meanwhile, it's always the same. It's just it's a poisoning.
Yes. Yes. Mitchell, would you like to comment?
Oh, gosh, the level of control. I mentioned some about that on my early show this morning, early for you Central and West Coast folks, but 8 to 10 a.m. You know, I pretty much said we have to withhold the tit. You know, when the baby cries... We just can't keep giving them a bottle. We just can't keep giving them a Nana and one associate, you know, food with whatever they want. And so they can learn maybe some discipline to do a little bit without. I know that sounds crazy, but we have to start the real base programming extremely young. So people don't become where they have to feel gorged. If they all the time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, you go ahead. We got a ringing there. Is that maybe a caller? I don't know.
I was getting a call on my phone, cell phone.
Oh, okay. Paul. I wonder if we lost Paul. He was on the...
No, I'm here. Give me a minute or two. I'm still on the call. I'm going to mute it. I got a couple things to do. I'll join you shortly.
Okay.
I'm still here, Jim.
Oh, Brian, well, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to just say that the mRNA thing is real. You know, I've got the telepathy thing going. It's the first phase of what the dark were doing to us was taking away our telepathy and our third eye. And so I can talk to these souls, and I get a lot of them that are distraught because now they're disconnected from source. And they're like, oh, my God, what do I do? And it's the ones that got this mRNA thing. And when they had the great genome project in 2000, I forget what year it was, and they mapped out the whole human genome, they found, it seems like it was gene 64, and it was the God gene. It was your connection to source. And Bill Gates was like, oh, this is great. We know what to do with this. And so that's what's in that mRNA. It disconnects you from source. And then what they want to do is put you in their cloud. Your consciousness goes to their cloud rather than the divine source, because every 26,000 years we get this shift that they're trying to prevent. And so that's why they're trying to disconnect us, so that we don't move up to the next level. What happens? A stone has consciousness when you get the 26,000 year shift. That goes up to a plant. A plant goes up to an animal to a person, people to angel level, then demigod level, then God level. Everything shifts up, and you get all new lifetimes for 26,000 years, and they're really vulnerable right at that shift. And they're trying everything to prevent it. It was supposed to happen December 21st to 2012. So there's a lot more going on than people realize. By the way, Jim, your energy level is demigod level. So when the shift happens, you go up to full God level. Okay. The Egyptians used to believe their leaders were gods. Well, they were. Okay, they actually had soul levels that were at a higher level, like Lincoln was God level, Kennedy was God level, and that's part of why you're much more aware of everything. I'm more aware, I know my energy level, and you've got all the normies that can't figure it out because they're down at that lower level. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Well, Brian, that would take a lot of sorting out. Fascinating view of things. I've actually done a fair amount of work on the nature of mind and consciousness and cognition, and it seems to be a biological, a neurological phenomenon, and then you have simpler forms of animal life that have real simple neurological structures. And the nature of mind has to do with the ability to use signs, things that stand for something else in some respect or other. It could be images, paintings, maps, photographs. They look like what they stand for, but also causes and effects, smoke, fire, heat, and all that, the way they're related to one another causally. But then the higher level of mentality involved merely habitual, linguistic, or symbolic associations, like the words in various natural languages. You can have different words in English, French, German, Swahili for a horse or a book or a table, blah, blah, blah. And the words horse, book, table don't look like horses or books or tables. So they're very different in their character. And once you reach a level of higher mentality, you can invent whole worlds that, you know, in your imagination, where you have words that are habitually associated with things that may not exist on Earth. And indeed, we see all kinds of visual portrayals. We have all the science fiction films, some of which are more realistic than others insofar as they conform to the laws of physics, and others do not. So far as I can tell, for example, Back to the Future is not actually physically possible, and whether or not a ship could attain, you know, light speed, I think is highly unlikely. But we enjoy all this stuff in the realm of science fiction. On the other hand, a RoboCop is not only likely, but we already have them. It looks as though part of the Great Reset, getting rid of humanity, is they think they can maintain themselves using robots, or that half a billion they're going to have toiling as serfs and slaves in a field. Honestly, I think it's going to backfire. You don't want to mess with Mother Nature. The systems that have evolved over very long periods of time because they have the adaptive ability to survive in an environment, and they're changing both the nature of the organism, but also the environment at the same time. And frankly, even if they succeed in conquering Earth, I don't believe it's sustainable for more than they may have 100 years, and everything's going to be gone. In fact, their efforts to wipe out are, if we cannot find a way of defeating them, are likely to wipe out the masters as well as the slaves. So, you know, I'm a little pessimistic about where we're going from here. Your thoughts, Brian?
And I'm back, so you know.
Oh, good, Paul. Just a sec. Okay. I'm going to get Brian and then you. Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
Sure.
Well, if you study quantum physics, okay, there was a professor that used to go in my coffee shop, and she had like 3 doctorates, and she was super high IQ. And I got into discussions about the future and whatnot with her, and I said, look, they're telling me there is no such thing as time. There's just timelines. And she said, yeah, that's true. They've discovered in quantum mechanics that time does not exist. The way it works is all your past lifetimes are going on now. And let's say in a past lifetime, you got eaten by a mountain lion. Well, in this lifetime, you'd say, I don't know what it is. I can't stand cats, okay? And it even goes for your future timelines. Everything is going on in the now. Your poor soul above the matrix is like a movie projector projecting all these different lifetimes. Your life, death, everything is going on in the now, okay? And I've had experience with that where I can see it's true. And when you're dealing with the non-physical and you're using your telepathy and your third eye, I called in this one girl, and I'm talking to her, and she was 18 years old when I'm, you know, talking to her. And then the next night, a day later, I said, you know, I think I want to talk to her some more. I'm going to talk to her when she's 20. So I called her in the next night, and she said to me, where in the hell have you been for the last 2 years? So, you know, so that showed me. And then I, to give you another idea how these timelines work, that there was this girl I knew in high school who I was a scrawny 16-year-old kid. And she was like 19. We worked together in the same place. And she wasn't particularly attractive, but I just really liked her. And she was just mean and nasty to me. She wouldn't have anything to do with me. And I would still think about her. So finally what they showed me was I had a timeline where I came home from Vietnam. I was in infantry unit, and I extended and I got a free 30-day leave. And I ran into her in this lifetime, and we had this torrid love affair for 30 days. You know, I was all muscular. I wasn't this scrawny kid. And the reason she did not like me was because her soul knew that she was somehow with me, and she didn't see herself being with a 16-year-old scrawny kid, so she was always mean. So when I do meditations, they show me these things, and these are things I just couldn't make up on my own. So anyway, so there's timelines plus timelines, other timelines. So I'll let you talk.
Brian, time is derivative from causal processes, and we measure it in terms of periodic or recurrent causal processes, like the rotation of Earth on its axis every 24 hours, the motion of the moon around this the Earth every 30 days for the month, the rotation of Earth around the sun for a year. If time weren't real, we wouldn't be real. All we have is time. And so far as I have been able to discern, and I respect your alternative view, we only get one lifetime apiece. I mean, it would be nice if we had more. But it's fascinating stuff. Let me turn to Paul. Paul,
go on to Wikipedia and look at quantum mechanics, and it says it right on Wikipedia.
Okay,
there is no time. So there you go. I'll stop.
Right, thanks, Brian. Paul, go ahead.
Okay, a broken bone takes 6 weeks to heal, you know, these sorts of things. So I discussed this way in the past with my brother, who had a degree in math. These are very interesting and conceptual topics, the kind that are best, they're best suited for sitting around a campfire, passing a joint and swigging on a bottle. But yeah, time is the perceived distance between events. And, you know, we do have ways of measuring it. So, but again, I don't totally discount all the things Brian is saying. It's a very interesting, you know, philosophical thoughts, but where I was going to go back to with the mRNA, you know, when you think about this, and again, I've read a little bit about it. I've listened to other people about it. And I just don't think it makes any sense, and I think it's all a lie. What these people are always doing to us all the time is lying. They're coming up with ways to undermine our health, to undermine our state of living, okay, standard of living, our economy, everything you can possibly think of, and they do it with criminal acts and lies. And all the cells of the body are differentiated. Right. So, for example, you got the stomach cells, you got the cells for the eye, you got skin, you got hair. You know, we could just go on and make a list that would be thousands long. And what is the job of each one of these cells throughout our lifetime? The job of these cells is to reproduce with fidelity. OK, that's what our cells do. And when we age, our cells are not able to reproduce with the same fidelity as when we were younger. And we start to just go downhill, as they say. So the idea that they could inject us with one or two shots of some technology or some device to, quote, rewrite the DNA or change our DNA, I just believe it's complete and total nonsense. It's not been proven or shown, and I think that it's just another lie and another cover story. And again, when you kind of start to look into it, it doesn't make any sense. Similarly, Jim, to all the things that you've already investigated, where you start to unravel, you start to pull the thread, and you realize, okay, it's either an outright fraud or a lie, or it's covering for something else. They're not going to try to transition us into some kind of, man versus machine, all that. All the evidence suggests they're trying to eliminate us, okay? Meanwhile, making us sick. So that's my position on the, quote, mRNA and so forth.
Well, I mean, I appreciate why you hold those views, Paul. My take would be slightly different. The mRNA technology for which the inventor received a Nobel Prize appears to be a kind of way of editing DNA. I didn't even think it was possible. I've always felt, and I have, you know,
okay,
I published in this area of the genetic versus cultural evolution, but it looks as though it's a way of editing certain strands of DNA that'll make a difference in this case to the bodily function and the production of what's known as a spike protein, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt you, but we got to go by point by point on this stuff. When you say DNA and other people are saying DNA, I would say, which DNA are you talking about? Which DNA? All the cells of the body are differentiated, okay? Eye cells do not make stomach lining cells, okay? Skin cells don't make fingernail cells, so on and so on. So when it's a broad statement that needs to be dissected. When you say edit or modify the DNA, what DNA? Which DNA? And the idea that, you know, okay, so protein is a function. We need protein. We need to assimilate protein. And essentially, all our cells are constructed of protein. So in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion, not being a so-called expert, I don't believe a damn thing these people say or tell us, because it turns out, as you've already found out, that all sorts of things are a lie, right?
Yes.
History, that science, look, my friend that I correspond with on a regular basis, and I've talked on the telephone for many hours. We've had probably over the last 2 years, we've had at least, I would say 6 or 7 conversations that were an hour or more, and then a bunch of other conversations that were, say, less than an hour. He's got a degree in physics. He has a master's in physics. His physics professor that he's corresponded with and met in person now believes all the things that he believes that he's discovered by just reading the literature, that a lot of modern physics is a fraud. This is something that Miles Mathis has pointed out on his site. He's got a science aspect to his site. And when you read some of his papers, you just go, wow, that's interesting. My friend believes that the so-called discovery of the neutron was a fraud, and that really the neutron, as they tell us, doesn't really exist or has never been shown. And, you know, he named the guy and he talked about the process that was, you know, so-called used to discover, and was not based upon any kind of logical scientific foundation, and so on. And again, you know, as we've discovered over these years, as you've looked into things, a lot of stuff they tell us about medicine is a lie, right? Look at what they do to us when we get cancer. They give us radiation and chemotherapy drugs. And as many people have pointed out, including Lorraine Day, but I go all the way back to the 70s when G. Edward Griffin wrote a book called World Without Cancer, where he pointed out the simple truth, and it's quite a lengthy book. But the idea that you can inject somebody with a poison and many times is labeled as carcinogenic to kill cancer, it's insane. But to this day, that's what they're doing to us. So that's where I'm coming from. Thanks for hearing it.
Oh, sure. It's all good, Paul. Thomas Jefferson observed, it's always better to have no idea than false ones, to believe nothing than to believe what is wrong. So I think your skepticism is, you know, well warranted, especially in an age when we're being bombarded with propaganda and where there's a major effort to fulfill William Casey's vision, where he observed to the staff when he first became director of the CIA that our disinformation program will be a success when everything the American people believe is false. And I know someone personally who was there when he said it. So, you know, Jefferson remains, in my judgment, one of the greatest minds of world history, especially in the area of politics, government, and issues of that kind. Not one of my big three among the greatest philosophers, Aristotle, Immanuel Kant, and Charles S. Peirce, but certainly a formidable and among the foremost political theorists in my judgment. Your thoughts, Paul?
Well, just not to continue, we don't have a lot of time, but this is an interesting discussion. You once told me a few weeks ago, if you remember, you said you were going to have a guest on. And I listened for him. I don't think you ever had him on. You said you were going to have a guest that had written a book, and there was 2 chapters in it. The one was on the flat earth, and the other was on no nuclear weapons. And you said I would be happy. And I don't think you've ever had that guy on. Is that right or no?
You know, I think that just slipped through the cracks. Actually, he was corresponding with me just the other day. And, you know, so you like the idea? Shall I bring him on? I mean, I'm glad to do it. You want to?
No.
You
mentioned it, and I was just curious about it because I didn't think it ever happened.
Paul, I'm just doing so many projects. I remember I intended to do it, and you're absolutely correct that I have not done it. So I can go about and set it up. I'll look ahead. Maybe I have him on next week. How's that sound?
Well, that'd be interesting, and I'll round up a good guest for if you want. There's a guy by the name of Mike Sledge. He used to have his own show on RBN, and I was actually just on with him the other day on Richard Carey's show, and he did such a good job of articulating the geopolitical landscape, and he's got so much time into this, and you know, he would be a great guest for you to have on.
Well, you got my email. Why don't you send me some information about him, and I'll try to get this guy with a new book on next Wednesday. It's the 27th. I don't have anyone booked. I'll reach out to him, and we'll do it, Paul. I think I'm glad you reminded me, because, no, that had frankly just slipped by. I'm involved in so many issues, including there's an effort now by this guy I had the lawsuit with to take my books and my blog, and I've had to get a whole nother attorney, and now I'm pro se, and I'm filing, and I've got one sitting there that they, for some reason, I submitted yesterday, and they haven't posted it. So when I get off, I got to call the clerk of the court and find out, do I need to resubmit? So, I mean, it just slipped by. And I think he realized it slipped by, but I hadn't realized it slipped by until you now remind me. So I'm glad, Paul. Let's anticipate next Wednesday. And meanwhile,
yeah,
sure, send me suggested guests. I welcome that. That's just fine. That's a good idea.
No, he knows you, so, you know, I mean, he knows of you. I don't think you two have ever corresponded with him.
Okay.
A great guest.
Yeah, Paul,
I got to run.
Okay, I'm glad you called in, Paul. Really good. Thank you so much. And we'll do it next Wednesday. We'll have the guest with a new book, including Flat Earth and No Nuke. So brace yourselves. We're going to have the conversation. It was wonderful to Russ Winter to be here. I'm grateful to Brian and Paul for calling in. And it was a little disjointed, today's show, for a variety of technical and other reasons, and Russ being under the weather. So I hope he's going to be okay. I'm going to presume as much. And Mitchell, of course, always there to save the day. When I get distracted, don't get back right at the moment we're live again, he's here. Always dependable, really wonderful, and I'm very grateful that I have him as my producer. So let me just say, spend all the time you can with your friends and family. Honest to God, we just do not know how much time we have left. Don't miss a moment, those precious moments, especially with your family, the people you love. Back on Friday with a raw deal. Thanks for being here today.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their